Hello everyone, Miss Jean here. This summer, there's an amazing event taking place just up the road from where we are in Gillette, Wyoming. It's the International Pathfinder Camporee. Now, the Camporee is an incredible opportunity to exercise your faith and to grow closer to God. And here's some good news. You don't have to wait to exercise your faith until August. There's a Bible study challenge going on right now. It's your chance to study the Bible and earn a free collector's pin too. So join the Bible study challenge today at BibleStudyChallenge.com.
Well, I'll leave you two to your scheming.
Scheming?
Us? Scheme? No.
Something about this is making me nervous.
Me too. I'm worried about my dad's hearing.
Deputy Bo, where's Officer Lewis going?
Don't you worry, Governor.
But my hearing's tomorrow, and that was the judge.
I'm Miss Jean. Join me on a trip to Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Join me for today's expedition in Discovery Mountain. Welcome back to season 16 called Courageous. This is episode number 4. Now, the last few episodes, we learned a lot about Madam Manager, Mr. Simon, and Mark Marshall's past. Mark Marshall is in Discovery Mountain to help Governor Ward to set up a hearing to get him out of jail early. Now, he seems distracted from that job, though, and more interested in the past with Mr. Simon. Is Mark Marshall the reason that Mr. Simon is arrested, as we heard in episode 1? Well, now remember, at the end of our last episode, Hattie said something surprising about Brianna Harris. Hattie wondered, is Brianna making mistakes at the cash register, or is it something worse? Is she stealing? Well, the cafe is busy again this morning, and Brianna is struggling. But is she committing a crime? You see if you can tell, and let's exercise our faith in today's episode called Tough on Crime.
Oh, and give me one of those bagels with the sprinkles on it.
All right, that's one everything bagel added to your order. Oh, let me see, that's another... $2.53.
$2.35.
Right, sorry. Let me see. You'll owe me...
$12.35. Come on, sweetie. Rumor tells me... Hey, it's you.
Post. What's the rumor mill telling you?
Oh, just that these are the best bagels in town.
You can't fool me. I know the governor's coming to town today.
So it's true. Will the hearing start tomorrow?
Like I tell you, Post.
Here's your change, ma'am.
Thanks. Let's see. You did it right this time.
Yeah. Sorry about last time. My mistake.
Okay. Well, Tribune, I took the last bagel. See you around.
What can I get you?
Do you have any other bagels left?
Let's see. Yep, we have blueberry, cinnamon, and cheddar cheese flavors.
I'll take a cinnamon. And as quickly as you can, please. I need to keep up with that one.
On it.
Welcome to the cafe. Oh, Mrs. Lee, hi.
Shh, we're incognito.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Emma. Hi, Ethan.
Hi, Hattie. We don't want them to recognize us.
Those two ladies will do anything to get a news story on Dad.
Is there a private spot where we can eat breakfast?
Yeah, come on. You can sit over here in the far booth.
Thanks, Hattie.
Emma, Ethan, where's your mom?
Oh, she's busy this morning.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I won't be nosy. What can I get you for breakfast?
I'll have waffles with strawberries and whipped cream.
Good choice. And you, Emma?
Let's see. Granola, orange juice, and an apple day bar for later.
Got it. And Mrs. Lee?
I'll have... Oh, kids, do you hear that?
What, Aunt Amanda?
Listen.
I hear it. Wait, do they?
I'll beat you to the helicopter post. Oh, no, you won't. Governor, I'm on my way!
They heard it. The news will be everywhere.
Yep, the governor's in Discovery Mountain.
Hattie, can we take our breakfast to go? Emma, Ethan, let's get you away from the reporters.
As Governor Ward landed in the police helicopter, the new judge, Judge Barber, and Mr. Simon meet in City Hall.
Mr. Simon, as the new 8th Judicial District Judge, I'm delighted to have the mayor's support.
Oh, well, I'm interested to hear what you'll do for our area, Barber.
You won't hold the whole business at Harmony Corner Church against me now, will you?
I don't know. Should I?
Well, no.
Excuse me, Judge Barber. The deputy has secured the prisoner.
Ah, thank you, bailiff.
Mr. Garcia, I didn't know that you were working here at City Hall.
It's my new job, Mr. Simon.
Well, you're looking sharp in your bailiff's uniform.
Well, thank you.
George Simon, you know everyone. You should run for governor.
Well, no, I don't know about that.
Run for governor?
Ah, Mr. Marshall, come into my chambers.
I'll excuse myself now.
Yes, of course. Mayor Simon, I look forward to working with you.
Yes, McGee and I worked well together. We'll get along just fine, Barber. Mark, it's good to see you again.
It is? Fine.
Well, bye. Oh, and here comes the governor himself.
Judge Barber, here is the prisoner.
Hello, Your Honor. Troy Ward, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you too, Governor.
And my wife, Katie.
Oh, yes, we've met.
Good to see you.
Deputy Bo, I'll take over security of the prisoner while he's in City Hall.
The prisoner? Oh, Troy, I never get used to them calling you that.
It's all right. We're almost finished with all of that. The hearing is tomorrow.
Yes, I hope we're finished.
Governor and Mrs. Ward, have a seat right here across from the Honorable Judge Barber.
Bailiff, bring the prisoner back to the station after. He'll spend the night in cell 2.
Oof, cell 2.
Just one more night. I can't wait to go back home with you and the kids. I miss you all so much.
You really do, don't you?
Yes, I really do.
We miss you too.
The prisoner is secure with me, Deputy.
All right, Bailiff.
Now, Governor, you know I'm not McGee, so whatever fast one you and Marshall were planning...
Oh, no, Judge Barber. I just want a fair hearing. I'm a changed man.
Well, well, well. You're hardly the first prisoner to argue that.
But I...
Judge Barber, my husband really is genuine.
Well, save it for the hearing tomorrow. Right, Marshall?
Huh? Sorry.
I'm sorry. Were we boring you?
Oh, I just had to get a text out quickly. I am so humbled to be in your presence, Judge and Governor. Now about the hearing tomorrow.
Yes?
We'll start first thing in the morning?
Of course. Don't be late.
Kate, did you get him a suit?
Yes.
Good. There will be reporters and cameras everywhere. We want to make the most of this publicity.
While Mark Marshall appeared to work on the governor's hearing, his mind was thinking about the text message he just sent.
Now, who's texting me? Don't they know I'm a very busy woman? I have a hotel to manage and a spa to run and... Oh, it's Mark. Did you get my text? What text? Let me see. Oh, be over in an hour? I have an idea. Oh, he sent that over an hour ago. I will see you soon. Sent.
Missy, have you seen my spectacles?
Oh, McGee, your eyeglasses are right there on top of your head.
Why, by gum, they are.
Now, remember, we don't call me Missy anymore. It's Jeanette, or Madam Manager, if you insist.
I don't insist.
Fine. Well...
Jeanette, I have an idea.
Mark, McGee here was just looking for his spectacles.
Oh, I didn't see you there, sir.
I'm guessing you didn't, Marky.
Mark is my preferred name now, sir. Actually, always has been.
What'd you think of my surprise the other night?
Oh, you mean announcing your retirement to a room full of people right before I made my announcement about the governor? Oh, and not telling me ahead of time?
Yep.
I didn't.
Oh, Mark, you lost your sense of humor when George Simon humiliated you on that audit.
I don't recall that, sir.
Balderdash.
It means he doesn't believe you that you don't remember.
I know what it means.
He saved your job, and all you cared about was he got the credit.
And you took him fishing.
Speak up, sonny.
Sir, that was a long time ago. I'm a successful attorney now.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll leave you two to your scheming.
Scheming? No, sir.
Oh, no, McGee. Us? Scheme? No.
Y'all protest too much, methinks. See ya.
Well, that was unnerving. Do you think he's on to us?
What? We're not doing anything wrong. Exactly.
Close your office door.
Right. I've gotten soft. I've forgotten what it's like to sneak around.
Jeanette, would you cool it? We agreed that something's fishy with George Simon. He's mayor, choir director, and now he should run for governor.
What?
Ah, never mind. You agreed to help me look for something he's done wrong. Now, are you chickening out?
Well, of course not. If he never did anything wrong, then there's nothing to find.
But if he did...
Well, I guess we won't know unless we look.
Good. Give me a laptop. Tax return filed. Simon George.
Mark, you know that tax returns aren't a matter of public record.
I know.
You have access to...
Let's just say I know a guy.
Now, Mark, I'm not comfortable with you looking up George Simon's personal tax information.
Then turn around and don't look.
That doesn't solve it.
Aha.
What?
Just as I guessed, your buddy, George Simon, didn't file a single tax return until 1968.
What? That can't be right.
It's right here. Our accountant was stealing from the government for years.
Why wouldn't he file a tax return?
I told you, George Simon isn't perfect.
I'd have never guessed in a million years.
George Simon is guilty of tax evasion. Judge Barber, may I enter your chambers?
Marshal, I already told you. We'll start the governor's hearing first thing in the morning.
Judge, you've met Jeanette Jones?
Yes, of course. McGee's associate.
Good day, Barber.
We'd like to offer our assistance. A new judge could take advantage of all the publicity surrounding the governor's case.
Oh. Well, sit, please.
Thank you. Judge Barber, the 8th Judicial District is fortunate to have a man of your intellect and talent as judge.
Oh? Go on.
You will make a big difference in this area. You can improve lives and get tough on crime.
Why, yes, of course. I want to make a difference. Help people.
Of course you do, Barber.
That's why I don't mind sharing the spotlight with you tomorrow.
Spotlight?
Yes, there will be reporters and cameras ready to report on the governor's hearing.
Right. Cameras. My hair's a little long, though. I'll visit the barber.
I hear what you did there.
Now, Judge Barber, I don't mind if you want to talk to the press about your statement.
My statement?
Oh, you haven't issued a statement yet on your plans for Judicial District 8?
Well, no,
You'll want to be tough on crime, of course.
Of course.
That's easy. Jeanette can help you write a statement right now.
Oh, you could?
Of course. We can release it before noon.
What a grand idea. Just in time for tomorrow's spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Just in time. I'm ready.
Why, thank you. Now, how shall I begin? Oh, citizens of the 8th Judicial District, as your new judge... I, Chad Barber, will make a difference in your life. I am committed
to leaving a better world for our children. The statement from Judge Chad Barber went on to say that he will be tough on crime, that no crime, no matter how long ago it was committed, will go unpunished. Signing off for the Tribune, this has been live coverage from Discovery Mountain.
Granddad, was that reporter on the radio the one who's been hanging around town?
Yes, one of them. Here, I'll turn the radio off now.
Is something wrong?
I don't know. Something's bothering me, but I can't put my finger on what it is.
Well, I'm here now. I can watch the store. Why don't you go take a break and go home for a while?
No, I have some paperwork to do in my office.
Go ahead, Granddad. I'll watch the store.
All right. Thanks, Natasha.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Hi, Miss Simon. Are they here?
Are who here?
The reporters?
Oh, no, not in the store. One was just on the radio, though.
Another big scoop?
Nothing to do with your dad's case, though. She was just talking about a statement from Judge Barber.
Judge Barber? He's the judge for my dad's hearing tomorrow.
Well, his statement talked about him being tough on crime.
Oh, no. What if my dad has to stay in jail longer?
That couldn't happen, could it? Oh, hey, your dad's lawyer just came in the store. You can ask him.
Hi, Mr. Marshall.
Emma Ward? What are you doing here?
My Aunt Amanda ran out of dish soap, and I offered to run over and get her some.
We were just wondering, Mr. Marshall, about the hearing tomorrow?
Sorry, girls.
Girls?
I can't discuss the details of my client's legal case with you.
Oh, no, we just had a general question.
Nope, can't answer it.
Mr. Marshall, you keep looking into my granddad's office. Do you want me to go get him for you?
No. Please, don't disturb him. I'll just do a little shopping. I need a few supplies.
Is there anything specific I can help you find?
Nope, thanks.
Well, that was odd.
Why does he keep looking into Granddad's office?
I don't know. And who is he texting?
Something about this is making me nervous.
Me too. I'm worried about my dad's hearing.
Oh, Emma, of course you are. I'm sorry. I'm probably imagining things. But your family has a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, my dad should be coming home soon. I'm scared he'll have to stay in jail longer. And
what?
Well, when he does come home, what will that be like? He's been gone for almost 3 years.
Oh, Emma, I don't know what to say. But I know that God will help you.
I know he will.
Oh, I read a verse the other day, and I highlighted it in my Bible app. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Okay. Natasha, he's watching Mr. Simon while he works at his desk.
He is? Oh, boy. Try to ignore him for a minute. Here's the verse. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Power and love and a sound mind. Thanks. I really needed that right now.
I needed it, too. Emma, we're here for you and your family. You'll get through this.
Thanks, Miss Simon. Now, I'm gonna go find that dish soap.
And I'm going to help Marshall find the door.
Good luck.
What do you think Mark Marshall is doing in Trekkers? Why is he spying on Mr. Simon? We'll find out right after this.
Hey, it's Sean Boonstra, speaker-director of The Voice of Prophecy. Has Discovery Mountain been an encouragement to the children in your life? Weekly Discovery Mountain episodes are made possible through the generosity of our supporters. Would you like to join us as a supporter? Call us at 1-877-566-7365.
Mark Marshall was spying on Mr. Simon earlier in Trekkers. Now, there's a group gathered outside on the steps of City Hall. Marshall, Madam Manager, and two reporters are there, too. Let's join them.
Mr. Marshall, I can't believe you called me to break the story.
Oh, hon. He called me first.
Now, ladies, I called both of you. We want you to witness history.
Mark, are you sure this is a good idea?
Jeanette, we've been over this. I watched him in his office. He wasn't filing old tax returns or fixing any of his old ways.
But I just don't know.
Ah, there's the Honorable Judge Barber now.
Ah, Mr. Marshall, why did you need me outside of City Hall so urgently?
Judge Barber, these illustrious reporters are here to witness you take action on your statement.
Illustrious?
Settle down, Post.
My statement?
Yes, that you're tough on crime.
The same statement I released only a few hours ago?
Yes, Judge. It's come to our attention that someone in this town is guilty of a crime.
Here we go.
A crime? Well, I'm tough on crime. What is it?
Tax evasion.
Tax evasion?
That's a class 5 felony, Judge.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, it is.
I'm aware. Now, Mr. Marshall, that's a serious crime. The guilty person could spend up to 3 years in jail.
I'll pay up to a $100,000 fine. Oh!
Just the kind of crime that you will be tough on, right, Judge?
Marshall, what's going on here? Who do you allege is guilty of this crime?
Dear.
George Simon.
The mayor?
Oh, this is juicy.
George Simon? But he's an upstanding citizen. He's the town founder.
And he didn't file his taxes for a single year before 1968.
This is over. You two.
Who, me?
Us?
Do not report a word of what you just heard.
Oh, well, Judge.
Not a word. This is hearsay.
When can we report on it, Judge?
If there's an arrest. Until then, this story is just a story.
All right.
Good. Now go. Marshall?
Yes, Judge.
You too, Madam Manager.
Yes?
You two planned this whole thing.
Oh?
You talked me into issuing that statement all along so you could get even with George Simon.
Judge, I was just helping you leave a little better world for our children.
You can leave. Now.
You have to uphold the law, Judge. Those two reporters won't let this one go.
Marshall, do you even care about the governor's hearing?
I did, until I realized that old George Simon has been fooling this town for years, and this is my chance to make things right.
You two are a couple of slithering sycophants.
Oh dear, what does that even mean?
Leave.
I'll see you in the morning, Judge, but those reporters...
Yes?
They'll be back before dark. You have to uphold the law.
I can't believe I let those two talk me into this. Tax evasion? That's a serious crime. What'll I do? Come on, come on, pick up the phone.
Hello?
Oh, good, McGee. I could use some advice now.
Crisis already?
Yes, and it has to do with your assistant and her friend.
I knew they were scheming.
This is serious. I need your help to save him.
Save who?
George Simon.
Deputy Bo speaking. Oh, howdy, Judge Barber. Just a minute, I'll get him. Officer Lewis! Judge is on the line for you. Judge, don't worry. The prisoner's right here, safe in cell 2. Here's Officer Lewis.
Thanks, Deputy. Hello, Judge. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. That's a serious crime. Are you absolutely certain? Okay, I'll handle this matter personally.
Is everything all right?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Deputy Bo, where's Officer Lewis going?
Don't you worry, Governor.
But my hearing's tomorrow, and that was the judge. What's going on?
Governor, your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, hello, Officer Lewis. What brings you into Trekkers tonight?
Well, Mr. Simon, I'm afraid I'm here to arrest you.
Arrest me? Oh, come on. How are Hannah and Logan? Oh, and Kayla, how is she doing in the mission field?
George, I don't want to do this.
Wait. You're serious.
I'm sorry, but I have to use the cuffs.
There must be some explanation for this.
George Simon? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and to have him or her present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you.
It's okay, Gadget. I'll be all right.
Hey, Officer Lewis, Mr. Simon. Hey, what's going on?
Jake, I don't like it any more than you do.
But you're arresting Mr. Simon? No, Mr. Simon!
Listen, Jake, I can't let you interact with the suspect.
Officer Lewis, where are you taking him?
To jail. By order of the 8th Judicial District Judge.
No! Come here, boy. We'll figure out what to do. Oh, where's my phone? Come on, Jacob P. Donovan, pull yourself together! Mr. Simon needs you!
Hi, Jake.
Natasha, you need to come to Trekkers right now! I need you, it's an emergency!
Oh, Jake, you have an emergency every day. What's going on?
Mr. Simon was just arrested!
What? I'll be right there!
Oh, now what do I do? I know!
Hello?
Pastor Peabody? Natasha and I are coming to the church right now!
Okay, Jake?
It's an emergency, a real one! We need to have everyone meet at the church. We have to pray.
Mr. Simon was arrested by Officer Lewis.
And Mark Marshall was behind it.
Mark Marshall does seem to have a grudge against Mr. Simon.
He hasn't forgotten about the past.
He really was set on getting Mr. Simon arrested. And for tax evasion, that doesn't sound like something Mr. Simon would do.
No, Mr. Simon is an accountant and he would always pay the government the money that he owed. Tax evasion is like stealing money from the government.
And Mr. Simon isn't guilty of stealing? He couldn't be.
Well, he's in jail now. He'll have to prove that he's innocent.
Well, Jake called Peabody. I hope that they can get everyone to the church. They're going to have to pray like never before.
And claim the promise that Natasha shared with Emma.
Yes, that's an encouraging verse. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7.
Right, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
Mr. Simon was arrested, but he and the town don't have to be afraid. God will help them to be courageous.
Mr. Simon's arrest reminds me of the Bible story that Jake and Natasha have been reading in the cafe.
The story of Daniel. Yes, true. Daniel was arrested because of jealous men that wanted to prove that he did something wrong.
He was thrown into the lion's den, but you remember how that story turned out, right?
I do. We'll hear that Bible story in our next episode. And to you listening at home, are you feeling afraid about something going on in your life? It may not be as dramatic as being arrested and put in jail, but there could be something. Maybe you or a family member are sick, or you've moved and you're missing your old friends, or someone has accused you of doing something and you're innocent. No matter your situation, you can exercise your faith and claim this promise in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the one that Director Doug just read for us. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Claim that promise right now, and we'll see you again here next time.
I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to Discovery Mountain. To listen to other episodes and to send us a message, visit us at discoverymountain.com or write to us at Discovery Mountain, P.O. Box 999, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. And in Canada, write to Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. This has been a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Join us again next time here at Discovery Mountain.